Alaska senators say the bipartisan passage today of a slimmed-down bundle of spending bills is a good step for Congress, best known for gridlock. The $182 billion appropriations bill is called a minibus because it bites off a chunk of the federal budget rather than trying to fund everything through an omnibus spending package. The minibus puts together three spending bills that tackle agriculture, commerce, and transportation and housing. It does make cuts to local government's community development grants that help low-income communities, but Congress agreed in August that next fiscal year spending bills would be smaller, and that's what this one delivers. Democratic Senator Mark Begich says one bright spot is an increase in spending for fishery stock assessments.
For Alaska and for all fisheries, the stock assessments is the critical piece that determines, how much we can fish, what our minimum amounts are, and if you don't do these accurate stock assessments, they have a direct impact in the amount of fish that Alaskans can catch. And usually what happens is they lower the amounts that are available because they don't have good stock assessments.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is touting money for complying with the Pacific Salmon Treaty with Canada and for the FAA in the form of Airport Improvement Program funds, with an added $10 million going to upkeep and maintenance of the Anchorage Airport. Murkowski is also pleased at $143 million in funding for the Essential Air Service Program, which only months ago was threatened with major cuts by other members of Congress.
This is going to be important for our Alaska airports. We've got 40 airports in the state that see the benefit of Essential Air Services, so this was an important win for us in Alaska.
The spending package passed the Senate 69-30. Murkowski and Begich both prefer this technique of tackling a few spending bills at a time rather than trying to pass one giant spending bill. Begich says biting off the smaller group of bills lets senators examine them carefully and talk with one another about their individual priorities. He expects more to come in the next few weeks, but warns there's no time to waste.
The challenge will be we'll run out of time before the end of the year. We'll have another one, which will be introduced shortly. Then my guess is that before the year's out, we'll have the remainder in one block that will include defense funding. And that's important, obviously, for Alaska.
Just because the minibus passed the Senate today doesn't guarantee it will become law. It has to go to conference with the House's version of spending bills and receive the president's approval.